Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With six hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning, everyone, and this is the feast of Christ the King. So we open our hearts today to acknowledge the love and the mercy that Jesus has shown us from the Father in giving his life on the cross. We also open our hearts and minds to hear his word and to respond generously to it. Let us acknowledge now our sins, in order to prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, whose will it is to restore all things in your beloved Son, the King of the universe, grant, we pray, that the whole creation, set free from slavery, may render your majesty service and ceaselessly proclaim your praise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the Ancient One and was presented before him, the one like a son of man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. The word of the Lord.
Majesty in the robe. The Lord has robed himself with might. He has girded himself with power. Stood firm from of old, from all entity, O God, you are. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty. Truly, your decrees are to be trusted. Holiness is fitting to your house, O Lord, until the end of time. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty.
A reading from the book of Revelation. Jesus Christ is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, who has made us into a kingdom, priests for his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming amid the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. All the peoples of the earth will lament him. Yes, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God. The one who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that is to come.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning again to those who are listening by radio or television or even streaming. Greetings to those in the seminary in China. We got a message that a seminary in China watches us on streaming. I want to reintroduce myself. I'm Bishop Mulvey. I haven't been here for quite a while, but I guarantee I'm not sleeping on Sunday mornings. I've been running around to all the parishes, especially on the outlying parts of the diocese, so it's been a wonderful time to reconnect with those who are not here in the Sea City of Corpus Christi. Today we celebrate the Feast of Christ the King, and we also conclude the liturgical year. Every Sunday, the Lord's Day, the day we are to keep holy for the Lord our God, we commemorate the most important event in the life of every human person, that we have been set free from the power of sin and death through the life, suffering, death, and resurrection of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. He was sent to us while we were still sinners, to offer himself as the perfect sacrifice, reconciling us to the Father. This is why we come here every Sunday to celebrate in memory of him the Holy Eucharist that he had gave for us as he offered himself to the Father. This feast of Christ the King brings to our attention the supremacy of the person of Jesus Christ over all creation. The prophet Daniel wrote in the first reading, "I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the Ancient One and was presented before him, the one like the Son of Man received dominion, glory, and kingship." We have just sung that in our Gloria. "All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed." The vision of the prophet Daniel, written well before the birth of Jesus, is echoed again in the book of Revelation, our second reading, attributed to John the Apostle, who remained faithful to Jesus even at the foot of the cross and was the first to arrive at the tomb on the day of the resurrection. And it was John who took Mary into his care after the death of his Lord. John writes from the caves of Patmos, "Jesus Christ is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, who has made us into a kingdom, priests for God our Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, the one who is and the one who is to come, the Almighty." Some exegetes believe that St. John may have been influenced by a particular writing of St. Paul to the Colossians, who, in the midst of great confusion in the community of the church in Colossae, wrote to them to clarify for them who they professed to believe in and worship. Were they to listen to all the latest and false teachings that were circulating in the community and in the society of the times? Or was the truth to be found in Jesus? St. Paul wrote this, which we are very familiar with. "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for in him were created all things in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, that in all things he himself might be preeminent. For to him all the fullness was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile all things for him, making peace by the blood of his cross. Through him, whether those on earth or those in heaven." Today, as in the time of Jesus, Jesus is again on trial. In the Gospel of John today, we see Jesus appearing before Pilate in the Praetorium, in private, being questioned by the highest human power in Israel in those days. And Pilate asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus instructs Pilate that his kingdom does not belong to this world when he says, "My kingdom is not here." And continuing, Jesus proclaims, "For I was born, for this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth." Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. Today, Jesus and the truth, he personally has delivered to us from the Father, the Ancient One, oftentimes stands in contradiction to the voices of public policy, human laws, ideologies, and popular opinions. These policies, laws, ideologies, and opinions become so strong and loud sometimes that they persuade even men and women of faith to walk away or to moderate the truth in their lives. And so we can say, the truth stands on trial again in our days. Jesus, as the Word of God, the truth, is on trial. Is every human life from conception in the womb of its mother to be loved and respected with dignity? The truth says, yes. Are those who are disabled in any way equal in dignity to those who are not? The truth says, yes. Are those who are incarcerated on death row, the elderly, the dying, to be shown dignity and the love of God's mercy? The truth says, yes. Are those who are poor, homeless, migrant, or refugee, to be welcomed and treated as children of God? The truth says, yes. Is every person endowed with the dignity of religious liberty to worship and express their faith according to their conscience? The truth says, yes. These and so many other issues in our society today are on trial before human powers. Whether in legitimately elected bodies of government or appointed courts of law, human law is subject to the truth and cannot place itself or its mandate to protect the God-given rights of God's people above the natural law, written in the heart of every creature, or put itself above the revealed Word of God. But the question for each one of us today, in the midst of this confused world, is, who is Jesus in your life, in my life? Does he have the first place? Is he your king? Or have you made him an addendum to your life, and you stand as king or queen of life? Does his word, the truth of his word, echo in your heart and enlighten your mind? Or have you succumbed to these opinions, ideologies, policies, and laws? Do you belong to the truth and listen gently to his voice? Or are you persuaded to join this world of policies, laws, ideologies, and opinions that stand, many of them, in direct contradiction to the truth? At the conclusion of today's gospel from St. John, Jesus proclaims in front of Pilate, this human power, "Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." We are concluding a year, a liturgical year, in which throughout the year we have listened to the Word of God standing erect as the gospel is read to us every Sunday or reading it privately in our homes, we have heard the word. Have we heard these words, which I believe sum up everything we have heard throughout the year? Have we heard these words truthfully in our life? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. And blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. And blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when you are insulted and persecuted, and they utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Have you heard and brought into your life these words of truth? I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you ill or in prison and visit you? And the King, Christ the King, to whom all things are subject, that King will say, Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did it for me. May this new year, which we will begin next week, and the year of mercy coming up soon, give us the opportunity to listen openly to his word, to faithfully celebrate his merciful love in the Eucharist every Sunday, to be moved by the Spirit of God, and prepare ourselves each day for his coming, and to receive us into eternal life, where, sisters and brothers, we will one day see him face to face. Together now, let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. One Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As we await the fulfillment of God's kingdom in glory, let us now offer our prayers to our Heavenly Father.
That the Church, the communion of saints in heaven, on earth, and in purgatory, may grow together in holiness, and that we on earth may be a reflection of the heavenly kingdom, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Pope, bishops, and all church leaders may reflect God's truth and love to the world by the integrity of their lives, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all nations may honor Christ the King as the only Lord and giver of life, and in his name abolish the practice of abortion and euthanasia, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those who have died, especially Lucy Dorsonia, may come to share in the heavenly banquet with Mary and all the saints, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Juanita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Joe Cueva, Annette Tobaya, Bertha Rascon, Maria Rascon, Leandro Rascon, and Beatrice F. Castillo, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now, my dear friends, for all of the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask your continued blessing upon us. May you always reign in our hearts and in our minds, so that we may reflect your love and service to all peoples. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Oh.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. As we offer you, O Lord, the sacrifice by which the human race is reconciled to you, we humbly pray that your Son himself may bestow on all nations the gifts of unity and peace, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you anointed your only Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, with the oil of gladness, as eternal priest and king of all creation, so that by offering himself on the altar of the cross as a spotless sacrifice to bring peace, he might accomplish the mysteries of human redemption, and making all created things subject to his rule, he might present to the immensity of your majesty an eternal and universal kingdom, a kingdom of truth and life, a kingdom of holiness and grace, a kingdom of justice, love, and peace. And so with the angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ.
May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayer of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.